BOE. You aren't on the docket until tomorrow, I don't think, on this Cliffside Bend. But we were actually hoping we could try to take it up early, since there's just one of these, it appears. Would you have just a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a couple questions. Does Cliffside Bend or the owners of Cliffside Bend own any other properties put into nightly rental in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. So there's more?
I mean, there's only one nightly rental in Taney County that they own. They own other properties, but none of them are nightly rental.
Okay. None of them are put in a nightly rental program. Okay.
Correct.
All right. All right. So, do you have any other information on that? Okay. All right. Amy, I don't know if you're already familiar with what we do on these or what we've been doing for the last 4 years on these. But if
I thought you did the year before, so.
Okay, yeah. If there's just one property owned by the LLC or the owners of the LLC that is put into a nightly rental program, we give a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any property that's acquired after that that's put in a nightly rental program is 100% commercial. So that's how we've been doing it. If based on your representation that this is the only one in Taney County, did you just appeal classification on this, or did they?
That's what I'm appealing. The only thing is we just wanted it to go back to what it was. We didn't even get notified that it had gone back to full commercial.
I understand.
I thought this was going to be an ongoing thing, but I guess it wasn't.
As to whether the assessor's office, the incoming assessor, is going to do the same thing, we don't know. We just handle the appeals that are in front of us. So as to BOE 147, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision in a couple of days. Thank you for owning it, Taney County.
Okay. Thank you. So I don't need to come tomorrow.
Do not. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. And we already did this one. I guess she took back my...
So the JCI can't do till tomorrow, and then the other...
So it's the same person representing all of those?
Okay, businesses? Rama, we... 25, 75.
So the last three and JCI, you said we can't do those?
Yeah, JCI has two.
No, wait a second. JCI is the guy that's coming at 11 tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and he owns the highway.
24 highway rental.
Yeah. And Weiderich.
And Josh Weiderich.
So he's representing four properties.
Yes. And you have two, is it Christopher and Cassandra Harris?
Yes.
Where's that? I don't see the Harris one.
So if we can get Kennecott knocked out, we don't need to be here until 11 tomorrow.
I mean, I can call the guy. I mean, I don't mind calling the guy that's traveling down here from tomorrow at 11 just to talk to him and see, but
that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I don't have anything on the last two that are on the yellow sheet
on
that
my,
Christopher and Cassandra.
It's Harris. Whatever the last agenda that we had from their office, so those are also nightly rentals. And they're only classification also.
Okay, but the guy that you're talking about, the water sound wave, that's the guy that's on all the rest of these.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to call him.
I get that. They're just not on the docket for tomorrow. I'll make sure they didn't.
Oops, I dialed a one.
Save him a trip. Unless he's coming down to vacation.
What's his name?
Hello.
Kevin. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know you're planning on coming on down here tomorrow, but right now we have actually gone through quite a bit of our docket, and I was hoping to call and talk to you a bit before you came all the way down. Do you have a minute?
Well, I really don't. I've got to take my wife into the doctor's appointment right now.
Okay. Okay, we don't want to bother that, but I could probably give you a pretty good summary of what we've been doing on, are these rental properties, nightly rental properties?
Right now, I'm still seeing the doctor.
Okay, no problem. Well, anyway, if we... Okay, no problem. If it's all right with you, we might try to call you in the morning, just save you a trip if you want, but if you want to come down here, we're happy to see you too, okay?
Yeah, if you want to try to call me back in 45 minutes to an hour, we should be out of the appointment, but okay?
Yeah, I think we're done with our doc today, so I'm not sure it'd be until the morning, but maybe we can. We'll just see. Okay, I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Well, guys, if that's the only one I have, I'd just say we'll just try to call them in the morning.
So just for clarification, Jennifer, on this sheet that the assessor gave us, there were two for Christopher and Cassandra Harris?
Yes.
Did they get moved?
Yes, everybody got moved. They're all moved.
Okay.
So the assessor's office had the Harris's down for the 10th.
Right there. Everything's been moved to in the morning.
In the morning. Oh, I see them. Okay,
and
thank
the one
you.
In the blue that you see on the screen, they canceled, so we won't have them.
Okay.
They won't even show up on your agenda when I know them.
Okay.
Well, they were already, we heard them another day.
Well, my suggestion is we'll just call the – is tomorrow at 9 o'clock, is it an in-person?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the Canica.
No.
No.
Yeah,
theirs are Friday.
Well, that's Friday's doctor.
So Jennifer?
And there is quite a bit on there, but it's all the way till 2:45.
So. Okay. Okay, well, on with respect to – Barbara, the in-person, what is that?
Canica.
It's Canica.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me try to call him back at Canica again.
Is Kevin Jones representing them, too?
I'll tell you what, why don't we wait about another 5-10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour, assuming they're out of lunch, and we can try them one more time. Yep.
These people that I have at the bottom for tomorrow, they're only classification.
Which one?
Yes. That Kevin Jones is representing all of them.
I think they said they got withdrawn, or no, they didn't get withdrawn?
No, that's Kevin's going to represent them too. The same guy on 24. Way I think he's representing all those people.
Okay, so up GCI. Here, everybody in that red is okay. Who he's representing.
Okay, and that's the person from Kansas.
Yeah, that's the one we just got the phone with.
Gotcha.
Kevin Jones.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, let's just, I guess, wait a few more minutes on the Canicuc. And then what do we have after Canicuc in the morning? What do we have some more?
Just that.
Just Kevin Jones.
Just Kevin Jones. And then what do we have in the afternoon at this
Nothing.
Point? Okay, so we could pretend, I mean, we're going to be, we got a short day tomorrow then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, because you were tabling a lot of what we had to the 11th, that means tomorrow morning you can look those over and see where you're going.
Yeah, we might, because we might call Valerie on her issues, and the DJJJ, that one, if we decide.
Valerie has to have her, all of her properties assessed. I don't know that Michael and Joe can finish
oh,
that.
Oh, that was another, yeah, she had another reason for that one. Okay, yeah, it wasn't just right. I think we know what we're going to do on the partial ownership stuff, so.
Is there anything from Friday afternoon that's all teleconference that could possibly be done tomorrow?
The ones that are in the afternoons are the ones you guys tabled.
For gotcha. Friday?
So everything in the afternoons are teleconference.
Okay.
But this was the date that we started out. When we
Friday morning is yeah. Friday morning is in-persons?
Correct.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we got a short day tomorrow. I want to take a couple minute recess, and I'm going to come back in and try to call Connect one more time before we leave, if that's all right with everybody.
Yep.